You are listening to Blast Furnace Radio. Blast Furnace Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Melting down the guns, forging a new future. Today, January 4th, we went to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where all of our dear friends were being sworn in. And we crashed the party and told people there, all their relatives and friends and everyone all dressed up, chewing on their chicken and rice, that it is time to save our transit. So now we'll go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Steve Donahue will explain to us what is going on. Come in, Harrisburg. We're calling out to our studios in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, under the Big Top, the Rotunda.
And cut service. In 2005, it's planned to cut service 27%. We were able to prevent the loss of all weekend and nighttime service. Instead, the Port Authority Board voted to spread the cuts out over a broader number of routes and times. But a 27% cut in service will create a real hardship for lots of transit-dependent folks, as will a fare hike, which will be a real blow for those who are on fixed income and those who don't have a lot of disposable income. So we're here in Harrisburg again, like you said, to try to remind the legislators today. Today's party day here. They're going to get sworn in. It's the first day of a new session. They got a clean slate. There's absolutely no bills filed. And everything that we had going for us just a month and a half ago is now dead. So we're back to ground zero on the whole issue of funding. So we're looking at major cuts in 05, and we have absolutely nothing, no bills of any kind, to deal with the issue of funding for public transit in the state. So it's pretty discouraging.
If you would talk to elected officials and say to them, what happened the last time we were here? There were thousands of people. There were representatives who were on our side. What would people say is the reason why we didn't even get the Band-Aid?
The politicians would probably say it's because the governor didn't come on board. And if you talk to the governor's people, they'd say it's because the reps didn't come on board. And that's the way things operate here, and I imagine everywhere else. Bottom line is nothing happened because it wasn't the political will to make it happen. Too many state leaders don't care about public transit. And there are others who do know and care about public transit, and they are out to destroy it. They want to see it privatized. They want to see wages lowered for bus drivers. They want to see fares increased for bus riders. Part of this whole corporate neoliberal agenda.
So again, when the governor came to town, he acted as if he was going to give us money that was going to save the day when he came to Pittsburgh. How could he give the appearance of doing that when nothing's happening?
He's a politician, and Rendell, more than any other, is he's jovial, he's a happy-go-lucky, and he is an excellent politician. He can have you laughing even while he's slitting your throat. He came to Pittsburgh. He gave us a Band-Aid of $4.7 million. That's enough, basically, to operate the system for a week. $4.7 million in the face of a $35 million deficit. It's a laugh. It was a joke. I'm not even sure why he did it.
Finally, what is needed in terms of a sustainable economy to keep the buses running and to not have cutbacks and not to cut back services? What kind of money are we talking about?
The state needs to come up with around $200 million a year. They need to have a dedicated funding source that will do this. Right now, we don't. Every single year, public transit in the state has to go begging for crumbs to keep it running from month to month. Highways don't have to do that. They have dedicated funding. Things that are important in the budget have dedicated funding. Public transit doesn't. It's not a big enough priority. So they need to come up with a funding mechanism which is dedicated and which is really reliable and which will bring in about $200 million a year. With that, public transit in Pennsylvania can continue to function. And, you know, we're talking about cities like Philadelphia, not just Pittsburgh. One of the largest cities in the United States, Philadelphia, is contemplating ending all weekend bus service. This is just amazing.
Throughout the day, we went to meet with different legislators, representatives, and interns. I relinquished my anarchist purism and joined in on the festive activities, but I have never lobbied before, and we will end this little report with a clip of lobbying in action in Harrisburg, January 4th, with Blast Furnace Radio.
Sent the committee, even if it's from last year, I don't know how Senator Fuma was on 1162, but
we co-sponsored.
Oh, okay. You know, that had bipartisan support, and we thought, oh, this is a no-brainer, it's going to pass, and here it went up in smoke.
Yeah, we did vote counts, we tried to get, we need 26 votes in the Senate to make anything happen, and we just couldn't get the numbers up in November.
Democrats could not get the Republicans to go along with the idea once it looked like it might actually have a chance. And that's what we're upset about.
Well, I mean, to get back to the special session, I think a lot of folks expect it's going to be a lot like the property tax special session, where we come in, we hit the gavel, and then we gavel it back out and hit the road. I think at this point, the ball is somewhat in the governor's court, because right now he's preparing his budget for the next fiscal year, and people are hoping that that's going to include some kind of package for transit. He did come out at the very end of November and endorse the Evans plan to do $110 million or so per year. But that's not really enough to cover the systemic deficits we have for the state's transit systems at this point. And I think we're looking at a couple other alternate packages. I mean, sales and use tax dedication has been discussed. Realty transfer tax has come up from time to time. There's a couple other revenue sources we're keeping an eye on at this point. Anything. We'll look at anything. But
I know it's important for Philly, and it's important for us too, and all across the state.
Right. York doesn't have the transit system.
That's Senator Bright bills, right?
Yeah, somewhere over there.
What did he say?
York no longer has the transit system.
No, and I sent Senator Bright bill. It's his.
Well. So the governor is working on his budget right now.
Sure. 5 weeks from today, that comes out. And I think, just the political aspects, I think the Republicans are kind of doing a wait and see to see what's in that budget before they react.
We've seen the Senate leadership from the Republican side, and we're going to go over now and visit some of the House R's, yeah. Mr. Smith, who says there's no problem. The Post-Gazette reported him saying that.
Yeah, he hasn't been real positive yet either.
Groundhog Day's coming, and we don't live that far from Punxsutawney, so we're thinking of taking Phil hostage. Yeah, so it's like we get funding, you get Phil back.
I'm actually.